This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring, The Darkening of Mirkwood Campaign. Session 4, The Well in the Wood. Welcome to Session 4 of The Darkening of Mirkwood. I am Brian, the Lore Master. I'd like you to introduce yourself and your character, and tell me about one member of your family. Who would like to go first?
I think you've been volunteered, Nick.
Apparently I have. I am Nick. I am playing Denethor Lightbow. He's an elf of Mirkwood. A member of my family. Well, there's my father, Denethian Shortbow. He's actually kind of half hobbit. That's where I get my adventuring lust from.
See, if we start at the other side of the table, he's got a few minutes to actually think of something.
So
we'll come back to you. Let's start over here, because we already mentioned one of your family members in a previous session.
Yeah, that's not the one I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, if you got something, come up with.
Yeah, well, so we spoke about my father. And how he was a barber before. But one thing one person who's rather dear to my heart that we have not talked about is somebody I love very much, my mother, Bulba Huffington.
Bulba?
Yes, Bulba Huffington. She was
Dolores.
A gardener, and actually she taught me a lot about gardening and herb lore and stuff, and that's where I learned that sort of information. We had a big pumpkin patch in our back hill, and we would always have fun making little pumpkin huts that we'd hollow out and then hide inside of, and wear them for costumes sometimes.
Did you wait for the great pumpkin?
We actually grew the great pumpkin.
I'm Mike. I am playing the Boar Slayer, a woodman of Wilderland. And someone near and dear to my heart is Uncle Drinks a Lot. Uncle Many Drinks. Everyone in the family calls him Uncle Drinks a Lot. It's kind of a joke, but he's actually Uncle Many Drinks. And he is a little bit of a rapscallion. He's sort of a good-for-nothing layabout. Usually doesn't pull his weight in terms of getting the work done, but he's always good for entertainment value. So he's a great raconteur and storyteller, and was a big influence on me growing up, because he would tell these tales of adventuring which were almost certainly all lies or wild exaggerations at best. But to me, those are the things that made me dream of glory. So he was influential in that way, and I'm looking forward to seeing him.
My name is Jack, and I'm playing a Brand, son of Gorm, from the city of Dale. I am a barding. Now, I could talk about Gorm, who actually, I will talk about Gorm. Gorm is, he was a pikeman in the army of Dale, or the Dale Guard, I guess you'd call it, until he took an arrow in the knee, and then I went there.
Video game joke.
Your viewers will understand, or your listeners will understand.
That again.
And I hate you
yes.
for it.
Gorm actually is a trader, and most of his trading is done not only with Lake Town, but also with the dwarves in. I can't even.
Erebor.
But mostly what he trades in is fruit, vegetables, things like that. Occasionally we do get some more unique items, such as
underage prostitutes.
They call those peaches.
I was going to say, like Cascavel Toby from the Shire, things like that, but mostly our family's tree is largely pedestrian, which is pretty much why I decided to leave.
So, Denethor,
right.
Take two.
So I've already mentioned my father, Denethian Shortbow. I'm sticking with that. He acquired the unusual shortbow name because he likes short bows. I know, it's crazy, right? We elves are literal people. I would actually like to talk about my son, though. Denethor's longbow.
Crossbow.
Who has actually followed in my footsteps as a defender of the Mirkwood. He's a strong proponent of slaughtering any and all orcs he comes across. Makes a dear father proud. Perhaps one day he'll follow my footsteps and actually adventure out into the world.
All right. When we last left off, you were in Mirkwood. You had fallen weary and stopped to take lunch and a nap. You were on watch. I remember that. Several of you had strange dreams. Mm. What do you remember of these dreams? Anyone?
I remember that I was adventuring into a strange dungeon, and there was this strong lure to go deeper and deeper and find this great secret that lied within it.
Many books and scrolls. Did any of you, I'm sure I made you make a check. Does anyone happen to remember whether they made their check or not?
I believe I failed.
Yeah, we all failed.
You failed, but nobody got an eye. I think that's what happened. As I recall, nobody rolled an eye, so nobody had a bout of madness where they ran off into the woods by themselves in a fit of delusion. However,
the child did that we were following.
No. Belgo has.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you heard him yell, "Mom, I'm coming!" And he got up and ran off into the woods.
And I had set off in pursuit of him, I think.
Okay. And then we said, this is going to take a long time. Let's wait till next time. But it's next time now. So, is everyone else awake?
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah, because I streamed. Yeah.
All right. So he is going to be pretty easy to follow. Is everyone going?
Yes.
Is anyone doing anything other than... I guess I should ask that.
How about Baldur?
Yeah, what is dear father doing?
What is he up to? Does he still know? Does he once again know who we are and trust us?
He's getting some of his memories back, but he's still a little...
Okay. So he's...
Hand gesture.
Probably pretty much useless in this case.
Probably.
Unfortunately.
Are we safe to leave him by himself?
No.
That's why I figured we leave him with Baldur and Dravion Silverwing, I think we're saying. Right?
With Mord, son of Moonin. And Dravion Silverwing can guard Baldur.
Yeah, that's a good point. So,
holler
for them to keep an eye on Baldur and keep him from running off.
All right.
And we're going to go after the kid.
Okay.
Watch our supplies and horses and whatnot.
He went that away.
Yes.
Calling for his mother, who I'm pretty sure is not here or there, where he's running to.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Depending how far he runs, she might be.
You can see him in the distance, kind of far away. Not super close, but you can see him.
Denethor, your bow!
I should have planned that better. Take him out at the Achilles! Not that that reference has any meaning in this particular world. And you see he seems to throw himself into a hole in the ground.
No! Hey, start counting seconds. When he hits bottom, we'll know how deep it is.
That's a good point. One half AT squared.
It's indeed a hole.
Looks like a giant wreck.
Down here, kill him.
Up top.
Barely met him.
I assume I can tell that this is no hobbit hole.
This is no hobbit hole.
It could be with some
That's
proper
no
care.
Moon. Hobbit hole means comfort, and this is no hobbit hole.
That's just because there's no hobbit in it yet.
As you were running towards it...
Let's fix that.
You see ropey lines start to come out of the mouth of it.
Oh.
Unshockingly, this is looking like a combat situation, so I would encourage you...
So we have to go delve into the...
Well, you could just go back and say we couldn't find him.
This is looking lot like a combat situation here.
In fairness, Baldur doesn't remember his son very well, so he might not be very broken up about it. You will get some shadow points from this. I will divulge that. But in fairness, you could probably sell it to Baldur. You are far enough distance away that I will allow you to... Actually, first, everyone make a battle check.
Already.
I have no idea how to fight this, lads.
One success.
Yes.
Yeah, no, 14. One success. Two successes.
No.
Okay. However many successes you got are additional bonus dice that you can add to any attack roll in this combat. Or other roll, if you so. But you... Two bonus dice, one you suck. And yes, you are far enough away that I will allow you to gauge how you want to go up and pick your stance and get the initiative to make initial attacks on the vine you so choose. Without, basically, you'll have the initiative and how you want to approach this.
I will move.
Oh, actually,
I do get an opening volley.
You can get opening volleys. Everyone can get opening volleys while you're approaching. If anyone else has any ranged weapons that they want to.
Okay.
Hurdle a spear or something as they are closing in.
So I should... I actually get two.
Yes.
And Belgo has disappeared from sight.
Yes, like he's no longer disappeared.
Okay. So I'm not worried about accidentally hitting.
I got an 11.
You gotta hit a 16.
I threw my spear away.
Okay.
You'll be able to recover.
I threw an arrow away.
You got two shots, though?
Okay, my first shot was a 5, so
okay.
I was so startled by Carl jumping up in front of me that I had to pull high.
I got this! Take crap!
Would you like to shoot Carl?
So then my second attack is a 19 with a great success.
All right. So what is your longbow?
Yes.
Damage?
Or regular bow.
Bow.
I guess damage 5, edge 10, injury 14.
You had a 9 on the feet die, so the edge doesn't apply. What is your bonus damage rating?
5.
5, so 5 plus 5. 10. A palpable shot. All right, place yourselves and choose a stance. All right, who is forward?
Audio podcast.
Warslayer or Brand?
Raising hands doesn't work. Who is forward?
Who among mouthful. You would Sorry. Like to swing at a tentacly first?
I shall.
All right.
Because I know what to do, even though Uncle Many Drinks never told me about things like this. I know that when you see a dark young, you hack off its tentacles. That's called... Which this game isn't. And that will be...
You're trying to hit a 10.
I have a 10.
All right.
And, wielding it two-handed, so 7 damage.
7 damage. Well played, sir. Bran, son of Gorm.
Bran, son of Gorm, is going to try and also hack one of these tentacles to writhe on the ground.
Nice.
That is 17, great success.
Okay. So your regular damage plus your bonus damage.
11.
Okay. And even though stances are not... You're going to want to that are forward. Even though stances are not strictly speaking a definition of where you are on the battlefield, I'll say you guys are aggressive enough charging forward that you can kind of see into the pit. You can see Belgo is actually on a stone ledge about 10 yards down. So that would indicate that Carl... is in an open stance.
Yeah, so I'm standing back a little bit. Yeah, I'm standing back just a little bit, watching how they kind of go, you know, back and forth a little bit, and I'm going to try to go up and grab one and cut it.
Okay. You are going to be trying to hit a 13.
We had a 9. So no.
That's going to be a no. You want to throw your...
Okay.
Denethor!
I would like to make some sort of lore check to try and figure out what this thing is.
All right.
So that would be a 16, 17 with two great successes and an Eye of Sauron, because that's how I roll.
Literally. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world. Not even the wise might guess whether the creature in the well... is a part of the wicked wood or something that crept up out of the dark waters on their
Okay. That is extremely helpful.
Did you... You did not make an attack roll.
So, can I do that as well?
Yes.
I would like to do that. Okay, so yes, as I was saying, I will attempt to pin the tentacle that is by Carl so that it cannot strike him and entangle him and pull him away and cocoon him up next round.
Okay.
Are you weary?
I am indeed.
So your hollow numbers count for nothing.
Indeed.
So all of them.
So I got a 7. At least I didn't hit Carl.
You hear Belgo go, ah! 9 plus your parry. Steal yourself, sir.
9 plus my
tentacle is lashing at you.
I'm assuming this tentacle is larger than me.
Yeah. 11.
So is your parry a 2, Borderless?
No, it is not.
All right. Horse Lair.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the woods, correct?
Yes.
Okay. My parry is 8.
So he's going to have to hit a 14. 13.
Insufficient.
All right. Brand, son of Gorm.
Yes.
That's going to hit.
22.
Ow.
You take 5 points of damage. Endurance. And Denethor. Ow. 15. Is your parry 3 or less? All right. Tentacle misses you as well. Would anyone like to change their combat stance?
Yes.
Since it can still reach me, can I go further back?
It's spending hate to get to you. I will allow you to back up out of range if you take a -2 on your rolls.
I can't afford to do that right now with howl numbers.
All right.
I will take the risk and make it use its hate. I absorb hatred.
Horse Lair.
All right.
Target number is 10.
All right, I am swift and cunning, and our objective is not to... I'm keeping track of our original objective, which is to save Belgo, not to fight yet another horrible monster. So I'm going to study the way that the... I assume there's a lot of tentacles or vines,
yes,
thrashing and waving about wildly.
Yes.
Rather than attack, I'm going to grab one, ride it into the hole, you know, just... kind of Tarzan in on it and try to grab Belgo and ride it back out.
I guess that worked. Or maybe, I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm just going to drag up one and use it as a rope.
Alright, let me get through the description now that you're close. The well itself is some 20 feet deep. Stone ledge juts out of the wall about halfway down. The bottom of the shaft is choked with ropey plant growths like thick roots or the tangled stems of a creeper vine. Among the ropey vines below are many old bones, the remains of previous victims. An old rotten rope hangs down into the well.
Sounds like a cross between the watcher and the water on the Cadillac.
Actual old rotten rope hangs down?
Okay. You're going to try to... You can get onto the ledge pretty easily. I mean, it's not going to... Feet, 10 feet as a tender, it's 10 down. So, I mean, you should be able to get onto the ledge. It's a matter of getting out. Again, that'll be tricky.
Okay, then I'll amend that action. I'll just leap straight down into there onto the ledge where Belgo is.
Okay.
And grab him, and then when it comes to lash at me next turn or whatever, then I'll grab on and ride it back out.
Okay.
Understanding that I'm probably going to take thrashing.
Give me an athletics check.
Okay. 20. Great success.
Okay. We'll get back to you. Carl!
All right. Same thing, trying to grab another one.
Target number 13.
All right. Let's see. So that's 9, 11. I will use my extra die now and not roll a 2 or lower. That's a 5, so yes.
That'll hit. Well played, Hobbit.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. So your damage?
5?
5.
Does it sever it?
No. Well...
That one?
You're... Sure.
Yes. I have a
touch. How? Narrate to me. How did you use your battle dice? Your knowledge of the battle situation. How do you use that to gain a special advantage on this attack?
Well, I was able to grab one, and it was still yanking me around, but fortunately I got it kind of near the end, which isn't really what I wanted. So, it was kind of a stalemate between me and the vine. I couldn't really get a good hack at it. But then I saw the corner of my eye, I saw a different tentacle coming at me, trying to come wrap me up. So I then just repositioned that one and then cut the other one as it came at me instead of the original target. And then used that. Grab that vine.
Okay. In the end. Brand son of Gorm.
I moved to the top of the well. And I am basically there to keep overwatch on the Boar Slayer, offering him a hand up as soon as he gets a hold of the kid.
Okay.
And I am being incredibly wary and making sure that no tentacle gets close enough to actually let the Boar Slayer slip into the evil thing's clutches. So I am using my...
Oh, I'm already there!
I'm using my awareness to basically let the Boar Slayer know of anything coming his way.
Okay.
13.
Okay. Denethor.
Well, seeing that Carl has things well in hand...
As usual...
And that brand seems to be in dire straits. I will shift my focus to attempting to pin down some of the tentacles in his area so they cannot strike at him.
All right. That is good. 16.
I will use a point of hope.
Does that add 6 points?
It adds 7.
Does it add spotty? Yes. What's the edge on your bow?
10.
That will require a protection test.
Yeah.
What is the injury rating on your bow?
14. That's Gandalf.
Yeah, it is. Hope is a zero. You... Well, what's your actual damage?
Bow's damage is 5.
You did not get a... Okay, so 5. And you have inflicted an actual...
Huzzah! This was an important tentacle.
Well, when you were trying to... guard him, you managed to sort of do a ride-by shot, as they say, in the 3.5 world, and shoot one down into the pit that seemed to hit something in the mud that did not.
So I did a sprinting jump over the pit.
Sure.
Shot down at it.
Yeah.
We landed on the other side.
Yeah.
Still counts as one.
Sorry, you had, everyone may take a +2 on your next roll, because I quoted a Peter Jackson.
Why?
It's Peter Jackson. Because. So everyone may have a 3 +2 on your next roll.
Are you arguing? That's the question.
It's sort of a therapy, like putting a dollar in a douchebag jar. I'm trying to keep myself from doing it. So. And we are using the house rule that with a wound, one becomes weary for the at least the length of the combat. So that effectively makes the thing weary.
Ooh.
Boar Slayer, you are right up front center.
Yep, I'm actually in its mouth. So, or whatever orifice.
I jumped into its stomach.
What is your parry?
8 plus 6, you need a 14.
I'll say you get a bonus from him, so it doesn't count.
15.
You'll take a glancing blow from a tentacle.
Okay.
For 5 points.
Okay.
Carl.
All right.
9 will not hit.
No.
Brand son of Thorn. It did hit you last turn, so it's going to do a little bit of a different attack, but you have non-defensive, so that will make it very difficult. And a 14 will not hit you in a defensive mode. So, it hit you with a tentacle, and as you ran it, it's trying to wrap around and strangle you, but you managed to squirm away and hack the thing off. And Denethor will get a tentacle upside the head for 5 points of endurance. Would anyone like to change their combat stance?
Yes.
Boar Slayer.
Because I am swift and cunning, rather than try to climb out of this pit hauling Belgo with me, I'm just going to, and I assume he's in some sort of state of panic or shock or something. I'm just going to grab him by the scruff of the neck and the seat of the pants and hurl him up to Brand.
Okay. What weapon skills do you have?
Axe and spear.
Give me just athletic.
Okay.
I'm going to chuck the kid like a spear.
I'm going to chuck him like a sack of crap.
Or would this be travel as the kid is traveling?
I would like him to explore.
That will be a 15 with a great success.
All right.
And anytime you'd like me to take a skill group check,
because
I have not taken one yet in this campaign.
Yes, well, I will say, with the great success, that will give you, because you invoked your things, you know, with the great success, yes, give yourself one advancement point in that skill group, and yes, he clears the top of the lip and kind of rolls out right at the feet of Bran, son of Gorm. Maybe knocks him down a little bit.
I'm still in the hole!
Working on it.
That's what she said. Bran, son of Gorm.
I will.
Take the kid, I got it.
I'm debating taking the kid or pulling out the boar slayer. Okay, I shall...
Have you spent your dice?
I'm sorry?
No, I have not. Spent your bonus dice?
No, I am not. I will... I'm now trying to figure out which skill I would roll to grab Youngin and book it.
Athletics.
Athletics. Okay, I am using my plus one die. And you said I get a plus two for this one?
Sure.
Thanks to your foible?
Sure.
Okay, so athletics. Good thing I don't have a die in it. But I'm using my one free die, which helps. That's an 11 on this, which is the... I want to say that's the Sauron, which sucks. Where's the...
That's what I always know. 12 was Gandalf, 11 is Sauron, like
well,
the two
if it
towers.
Is, I'm boned.
Yeah, well, nothing bad happens. You're trying to get away, but you can't get any distance because the tentacles keep going down and... You're having to dodge too much. You can't actually get any speed. Carl.
Using my clever, hey, this vine I have, I'm going to... is can't there... I don't know. You just want us to mention
I don't
know.
Well.
Yep. is there, like, any trees near the thing that I can sort of wrap it around?
Sure.
To, like, anchor it?
It is a forest.
Right.
But are there any trees?
Let's... do you see trees?
Yes.
Alright. I can't see them because there's this forest in the way.
Well, I'll give you a hint. This is part 6, the well in the wood.
So. Alright, yeah, I'll toss one end of the vine over to him and then like wrap the other end and hold it like around the tree to sort of brace myself and shout to climb out. Climb out!
Denethor.
I'm actually going to sit back and study the situation and prepare for a shot the next round.
Is that an aim?
Yes.
Okay.
No. So, all right, I will just...
No, that's fine.
Is there an aim?
The idea is I will sit back and wait until there's a tentacle that's about to hit one of you and try and shoot it. Knock it off close.
Spend the point of hate that. You were hit last time, so I'll deal with that first. What's your favorite?
For the special, for the defensive, do I have to know whether he's hit or yet not? Or whatever? Is it special, spend a point of hope, and become the target of an attack?
Is that what you were doing?
Well, I guess that's what I was planning on doing. I wasn't sure if I needed to spend that hope as my action, or if that was a reactionary thing. Where, oh, he's attacking him, why well, I want to do that now? Sorry, that's...
No, I think you're spending the hope. That's the...
No.
Reactor. It would be too much if it was hope and an action. I mean, I'll look it up and I might be wrong, but I think since you're spending hope, it's allowed to be reactionary rather than I'm spending an action.
Okay. I think I'm going to do that then.
Okay.
So I am now the target of the attack.
And you are defensive, so defensive. 12... It rolled a 14, so your parry's not 2.
No.
There will be one coming at you. Actually, yeah. And that will be a 12 on the die, so high. Boar Slayer.
So you threw down a tentacle for me to climb out by?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to... Where...
He's attacking you, is what...
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's weary, so none of those numbers count, so... Nathan and Brant, son of Gorm. 11. Your parry is not 2.
No. No.
Yes. If anyone would like to change their stance, now would be a time to do so.
I'd like to go from prone to stand.
Okay.
So there's a vine, and Carl is shouting for me to climb up. Mm-hmm. Did I see where Denethor's arrow struck down in the...
It's a morass of vines and mud down there, so you can't really see.
But I mean, I saw that his arrow came in.
It disappeared down
hit there. Hit somewhere, too. And something convulsed.
Yeah, there was a shuddering.
Okay. I'll be right up! 1 sec!
Gosh.
I'm going to try to take a whack at this from the inside.
Okay. So you're jumping all the way down?
No, just from... Oh, so it was like way...
You're halfway down. Mm-hmm. It's 10 feet below you.
Okay. Come on. What could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
Does your spear have like the little boar, like on a boar spear?
It has the crossbar.
It has those crossbars.
Yeah, I just threw my spear
like stand
away.
On like a.
Are you using a sword now or what?
Axe. Is there parts of this creature to hit where I am on this ledge?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the tentacles are going up.
Okay.
Waving around. So.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to take one whack at it before I climb it.
Okay. Your target, you're still forward?
Yes.
Target's 10.
Rolling like a boss. 13.
All right. Damage?
7.
You hack at the thick part of one of the tentacles, cleave it in twain. It goes flying, green blood spurts. The other tentacles start sucking themselves down into the mud. And you hear like a rumbling beneath you.
Oh, great. Now you pissed it off.
What was that?
Run. Just run.
I'm going to climb out.
Okay. My curiosity is going to get the better of me, and I will walk to the edge of the pit and look down.
Yeah, you see what's been the previously
boar
described.
Off,
yeah, you see a boar... You are run over by the boar slayer.
This thing was particularly bad for you guys in this state because it has... One of its abilities is great size, which means when it... Normally when a creature gets to zero endurance, it falls over. A creature of great size, when it gets to zero endurance, it just becomes eerie and it still fights until... So the fact that you got a wound on it reasonably early really helped. And your opening volleys and the fact that you guys had the first round, you did
Thank you.
A fair amount of damage. You did at least 20 points of damage before it got a chance to attack.
Thank you.
That...
Yeah. I'm reflecting on all this as I'm running away from this hole as fast as I can.
I'm actually going to climb down in the hole.
Okay. I'll keep holding the vine.
I'm curious. I want to see what's down there. There's a search. There's also awareness.
Yeah, search.
Search. We'll use my other bonus dice since it's still technically this area.
You find a whole bunch of bones, some rusted old equipment, nothing really of value. It's just one of those mystery things. To relate it to the cannon, it's sort of like the Watcher in the Well on the way into Moria. You don't really know what it is, and you're not supposed to know what it is. It's just a thing that you run at. Well, not necessarily run from, but it's just a thing. It's ugly. It has the power to haunt your dreams and draw you in. Are you guys going to rest after this fight?
Far enough away that we
yes,
can...
Yes, we have a lovely pit right here. We'll provide shelter.
Ooh, it's amazing.
Everybody get down here. If it works, won't see us down here. Okay.
All right. Everybody now make a travel check.
Oh. What's our target number?
16.
Yep.
18, great success.
What were your journey rolls? Refresh me.
I believe I was the guide.
I think I was the hunter.
I was a lookout.
Everybody who failed gets one more on their team score. Well, you guys thought you were hardy adventurers, and you've had a sort of humbling experience with the harsh realities of life traveling through Mirkwood. You pass through a region where the trees are rotten and dead. In several places, huge rotten branches hang low over the path and can break at any time. Scout, please make an explore test
to mark the most dangerous branches.
I failed with a Zara.
You marked all those safe ones.
3, 4. Denethor.
Indeed.
As you're traipsing through the forest, a large branch suddenly falls off one of the dead trees and hits you in the back, costing you 4 points of endurance.
Sorry.
I think if you get to zero, they may have to carry you. But whatever, make me another travel check, please.
Gladly.
Feel the forest thinning.
I'd really rather not. Hey, I failed.
You failed. 12.
Okay. One more on everybody's 11. Fatigue. And I would like a corruption check. Because Jesus, you've been in Mirkwood, it seems like forever.
I got another Sauron.
Oh, God.
I quit.
14. I have a 9 with a great success.
Horslayer and Carl, give yourselves one more shadow point.
Okay.
After what seems like almost years in the forest, finally, the fellowship reaches the forest gate. Sees the winter sun beaming down, warming you very slightly. And the plains going down to the Vale of Anduin before you. Everyone may Woo-hoo! Recover 1 point of hope from your hearts being lifted at reaching this milestone of your journey.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little jig.
Yeah.
And sing a little song.
I'll tell you.
I don't know what the song is. I'm not going to write
it. The job isn't bad, but the commute is a bitch.
So you guys have gotten up here. Still got to go south, but it's
pretty clear.
Relatively open country.
There's a river there. Can we take a boat?
So I'm going to say no more corruption checks. I'd like a couple of travel checks, but the DC will be substantial.
A couple of what? Sorry?
Travel checks. If you're not in Mirkwood, it's going to be...
Well, that's fine. I got a 19 this time.
I got a Gandalf. I passed one. I passed one.
I have a 0 with Sora.
Okay. 7. Straight up. Okay.
Not one more step. I'm not taking one more step.
I'm going back to Mirkwood.
Guys, I think my foot is stuck in a hole. Guys!
You spot, just as you're going down along the eaves of the forest, a flock of juicy black pheasants sitting on the branches along the edge of the forest.
Okay, that's weird because, one, pheasants aren't black, and two, they really don't go up in trees.
If you'd like, you may have a single hunting or bow test to bring one of them down.
I don't have a bow.
You have hunting.
I have hunt. I guess I could, like, trap one.
You could throw your spear again.
Well, that's, you know, there's just not much meat left after you skewer one of these with the boar spear, but...
And you just take its head off.
Or the juicer.
Yes, I will. My job is to be a hunter, so I will hunt.
You just gotta climb up a tree.
And I hunt like a boss, 19 with 2 great successes.
Very well. You brought down one of the birds, and the company eats very well that night.
On one bird?
Mm. It's very fat and juicy.
This
food is fantastic.
This is...
You've been on
a very
trail
juicy.
Rations for like 3-4 weeks, so the fact that you can get some fresh beast, it lightens everyone's spirits and will reduce the final travel test, TN, by 1. So, one last travel test.
That was something. That was actually a vegetarian.
Oh, my good puzzle.
Hunger is the best sauce.
Hush. I got 2.
I rolled the same as I did last
time. I got a 4.
14 Eye of Sauron.
Would you give me a hunting check, please, Horslayer?
Sure.
Need to do some more.
13 with a great success.
Carl, may I have a travel test?
Yeah. 15.
All right. Thought
you went the wrong way.
What is it?
Okay.
All right.
I realize that, hey, guys, if we follow this constellation, we'll be going south. Well, turns out that...
That's only on the other side of the river.
Yeah. I read the constellation wrong, but it was actually constellation going the other way, too, so it kind of canceled itself out and ended up going the right way.
It's nearly the turning of the year when you finally reach the outskirts of Woodland Hall. Settlements there, and limp in with your caravan of ponies and people.
My friends, welcome to Woodland Hall.
Thanks.
Baldur thanks you for your assistance. We never would have gotten through the forest without you. And he gives you,
no, you wouldn't,
trade goods and the like, amounting to roughly 2 treasure points each.
Ooh.
Good.
Thank you.
Much obliged.
Are you much recovered, Baldur?
Who?
Well, that answers that question.
Never mind. You're fine.
Did you want to do anything with the thing you found?
Oh, Thing. I did find a thing.
The axe chunk?
I have the shard of the wolf biter. Woodland Hall is not my hometown.
Yes.
But
this would have belonged to...
Okay. And these are my people, even though they're not my people from my town. I mean, here's a place where I would probably know who to talk to, so who would I talk to?
The village elder. Well, one of the, chiefs.
Yeah, I would go knock on the door of the hut of the village elders and announce myself and ask for an audience. Why? I'm the boar.
What do you want here?
never mind, I'll just go. Do you know my uncle?
I know him, no good layabout drunk.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that's the one.
That's, Me and my companions have journeyed from Esgaroth, and it's been quite a trial. On the way there, on the way here, we encountered a strange, addled old hermit. And
he called himself me.
Yeah, he was very addled. And this is what he gave to me.
There's notable gasping. We're box texting this, not going into interaction.
Okay.
You're invited to come before the Council of Elders of the town, and they are thankful that you brought this artifact of the people back to them, and they reward the fellowship with another point of treasure.
Woohoo!
I have to give this up.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a sharper. It can't make that up.
Okay.
And you are all welcome to stay here in Woodville or Woodland Hall for the off season if you prefer. We'll get into that in a minute. However, in game terms, both Woodland Hall and Woodman Town are opened as sanctuaries for the felons.
Okay.
From here, we will move into something.
And is Esgaroth also a sanctuary to us?
Yes. Esgaroth is technically the only sanctuary you start the game with. So we are going to go into a year-end fellowship phase. So the question that a fellowship needs to determine first, before we can go further, will you stay here together for the winter, Woodland Hall, wherever you are, somewhere here, or do you wish to disband for the season, everyone returns home, and then you can meet up in the spring. I know you're wondering how. The travel on the journey home is kind of hand-waved. Like at the end of The Hobbit, where Bilbo goes home, and he had many adventures, but they're not part of this tale. So in theory, you guys, like if you just came from Dale, you can get back to Dale, spend the winter there, and then get back here in the spring. In theory, you have adventures, you have tribulations, but you're not getting XP for them, so we're not going to cover. But it would affect the sorts of things that you can do if you're undertaking, because some of those will be location specific. Or you can just winter here at Woodland Hall and accept the hospitality of the wood.
Or, as we Woodmen say, endure the hospitality.
Well, I'm not too worried about the Woodmen. It's the Woodwomen that's here.
I'm going to be staying here at the Woodman Hall because I don't want to go back to the Shire yet until...
Okay.
Until you've done something notable.
Until I've done something
shoes.
Notable. Hard footwear.
So
is this a year-end fellowship phase?
Yes.
So every hero who passes a year-end fellowship phase away from home must reduce his standing rating by 1 point.
Your standing right now is zero, so you don't need to worry about that.
Yes, I'm going to spend a number of treasure points equal to my standing.
You can maintain the standing of a vagrant layabout at this point. So
done.
What this means, basically, I have a set of undertakings which you can undertake depending where you're going to put.
I think since I'm still relatively close, I would head back to Mirkwood.
Okay.
And visit my son and my aging father.
Okay. Brand, what do you feel?
Personally, I think that while spending time amongst strange people in a strange land, well, relatively strange people in a relatively strange land, does have its perks. I'm going to be home. My dad needs me.
Okay. So, we will say the party disbands. Carl can stay on because he doesn't think he's welcome at home.
It's not a pink thing. Pretty sure.
So, let me get there.
It's okay, Carl. You're not welcome here, either.
So these will be the...
Yeah, but they don't know that yet.
Undertakings that are available to you when you reach. Since this is a year end, you will be able to take two of these. Usually one of them is kind of a maintenance thing where you're healing your shadow. Also, because you're resting for the winter, you can reset your fatigue back to its normal level and your endurance.
Which is?
Your hope and your shadow remain the same for now, but your endurance and fatigue can go back to their starting level. The fellowship phase is kind of a different animal because the narrative aspect of the game hands off to the players. So you get to spend the points that you've earned, and you go around the table sort of dictating how you do so. It's kind of like a throwback to the old first edition where you didn't just get, you couldn't just score a feat. You had to find somebody to train with. No, it's not like you have to find somebody to train with, but you can narrate that however you want to. Explain the improvement in your skills. You'll spend your experience points. Also, I forgot to add. At Journey's End, everyone gets two more experience points. One final counsel. I don't recommend spending all the experience points you have just because you have them. So, I mean, you're obviously going to want to spend some XP to upgrade some of your stuff, but I recommend keeping two or three of them in reserve if you can. Let's move on to the fellowship phase. Let's hand it off to the Boar Slayer. What hijinks do you get up to in the off-season in Woodland Hall?
Well, handing over the shard of the Wolfbiter, I think, gained me a little bit of respect among the woodmen of Woodland Hall. And, you know, there was a... in the following days and weeks, you know, there's a lot of discussion about what to do and, you know, how to sort of make that public to the people. And they had a ceremony and put the shard of the Wolfbiter in kind of a place of honor in the
longhouse.
In the longhouse of Woodland Hall. And everyone came in attendance. And for recovering it, they awarded me a bearded axe. So what I'm saying there is I'm spending some XP to buy a point of valor. The bearded axe was my rope.
Well played, sir.
You know, it's sort of the... this gift is bestowed only among...
Yes.
To the heroes.
That's wholly appropriate. All right. So that's going to cost you 4 XP?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Leaving 1.
What does the bearded axe actually do? The bearded axe, if I roll a great or an extraordinary success, I can sunder my opponent's shield or disarm instead of dealing damage.
And what of your common skills, sir?
Well, I'm just going to spend that on a dot in awe and become awesome. He said ignore it.
Okay.
I'm going to, because I just don't have enough.
Well, yeah, just make it an at large advancement.
Yeah.
And you don't have, do you have anything in travel already?
I have 2 in travel, so I'm way too far away to add anything to travel.
Understood. And so you get to perform 2 undertakings in the rest of your time here.
Yeah. Well, of course I'm going to go hunting with the woodman.
All right. All right.
See if I can get these strange cousins in Woodland Hall to understand why I'm called the Boar Slayer. We're going to go hunting boars.
Hold on.
Show them that stuff.
First, you make a hunting test.
All right. Oh, that's Gandalf.
Okay. Back. Any great successes?
Yeah. Or? No great successes.
All right, so now roll a feat die.
Okay. 10.
You get a bearded axe.
You had a very successful hunt. You brought down one of the fabled stags of Mirkwood. Recover 1 point of hope and gain 1 bonus experience.
Sweet.
Not only are you feasted for bringing back an artifact of Woodland Hall, but you also bring back perhaps the largest stag they have seen this year. It's been a hard winter, and they're well happy for the meat.
But it's a good news, bad news thing, since I went out looking for boar. Brought back a stag. Everyone's happy that I got the stag, but
we're trying to deer slayer.
I get the ticket for out of season.
Copyright.
Yeah.
And your second undertaking?
Well, since this one is woodman only, I think I'm going to have to compete against the others on the Field of Heroes.
Alright. We compete on the Field of Heroes. Gain renown in front of your peers. It's a flat, stony area in the south of the Vales. You rarely fake pitched battles, preferring to hide in the forest to ambush their enemies. Woodmen practice fighting here in old tournaments of arms, foot races, and archery.
Okay.
So you may select and roll one of the following skills: athletics, hunting, bows, or axes.
Those are all the same. And again, can't spend hope on these. Athletics. Wow, I don't do so good. 7.
All right. You have lost some of the, some of the maidens of Woodland Hall were kind of looking at you like, hey. And then they saw you go out. They're like, okay. Have another drumstick.
That black feather catches up to you.
Yeah.
Carl Huffington.
All right. Carl, being the curious lad that he is, heads out to check out what sort of herbs are here, and does so fairly often, and befriends one of the security guards at the gate, Odo, and just, gets in friendly conversations whenever he's going to and from there. And then he also entertain himself, he develops some songs or whatever about the people of the Woodland Realm, or not Woodman Realm, whatever. And so those are going to be his two undertakings.
Okay.
All right. He'll make a thematic song about standing guard or standing at the post.
So you're going to be making a song check with the target number of 16.
Yes.
It's going to get
17 great success.
So you may reduce your shadow by 4 points.
Shit. I only got 2. Alright.
Way to waste a great success.
Right? I have negative shadow! Oh! Salty! I'm farting rainbows! And then also collect forest herbs. Because I'm curious about what's in this area, if any of it would be useful back at the Shire, or that sort of. I did that, and I found Holly,
yes.
Which allows me to use that as a T to gain, allow me to use my perception skills as favored when I utilize that. Next,
the warmth and hospitality of Woodland Hall and people who actually treat each other like family has helped you to reduce the shadow in your heart.
Yes. Yeah, they've really kind of taken me in and sort of adopted me as one of their own, I feel at least. It might just be my clingy nature. The next notable event that comes along is my friend Odo, his wife Kira, eventually does sort of fall ill during the winter months, and I use my knowledge that I had gained from knowing where the herbs and everything are to brew up a sort of a nice tea, maybe not with the holly itself, but to kind of help her recover and ease her recovery. Allows me to sort of get some more experience with using the herbs and healing there. So spending my advancement points to gain a point in healing. And finally, their family is rather grateful to me, so they induct me into a few of the early training for school kids in the military things, and just sort of an honorary member, and grant me a chain shirt as part of that. So spending experience in a point to gain a point of valor to gain the lucky chain shirt.
Okay. So how many advancement points did you spend?
I spent 4 advancement points and 4 experience, bringing me to 2 advancement points and 1 experience remaining.
Denethor, you too are in Woodland Hall.
Indeed I am. Not
what are you doing
all
while he's losing foot races and shooting animals? And he's picking plants and trying to pick up lonely housewives.
Well, I am ruminating my travels and composing a song to myself about the awesome things we did to try and lighten the burden on my heart.
Watch. Better.
11.
It was a pretty traumatic experience. You never thought the forest would turn on like that.
I'm a broken
you
earth.
Thought you had that all down.
You think maybe you spent too much time indoors with your books instead of out training the other children of 200 or 300.
All right then.
And then?
And then.
You do get another undertaking.
Oh, I thought that was my. Okay, so I got no shadow back from that, yes?
No.
Okay. In that case, I am going to spend some experience to gain a point of wisdom.
Okay.
And get the confidence mastery, because my harsh travels have hardened my spirit and renewed my faith and confidence in myself, despite my lack of any ability with song whatsoever.
Well, we haven't died yet, so we must be doing something, right?
Raise my maximum hope by 2 and summon hope score again to its max.
Huh. All right. Interesting.
So, you better grab my
So that's that. So that's 4 experience.
Yes.
I will spend some points to gain a little bit of knowledge and travel, thanks to all of the trapping we've done in the lands.
The what?
I'm sure the woodman can coach you in some of the ways of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
How many are you spending?
That's 4 points. 4 point of wisdom. And then finally, I guess, collect some forest herbs.
Give me a feat die roll, please.
10.
No. You have found, in wandering the forest, a stash of Athelos. King's foil.
I have a lead.
And it will give you certain bonuses on your healing. And we do the Game of Thrones shift of scene.
Sorry.
To Dale, the Towers of Wine. Bard, son of Gorm.
Brand, son of Gorm. All right. Brand, when he returns home, he is admonished by other bardings for being a man from Dale and not using Bard's favorite weapon, the bow. So he spends the majority of his time trying not to hit himself in the face with the bowstring or whatever, and he manages to become at least adept enough to go out in public with it. All right, so I am not spending any advancement points, seeing as my advancement points are limited.
All right.
So we're going straight to performing the undertakings.
All right.
And let's see. I have no idea what the Merkit Pool is, but it sounded interesting.
That's actually in Lake Town.
Yep. But Lake Town's just right over there, so.
Yep. Basically, you can spend 2 treasure points to get an object that'll give you a bonus in certain things. So no doubt on your merchant trading trips, you're visiting the Great Market. And
yes. I go to the Great Market, and actually I find a rare book from the previous iteration of Dale, talking about the kings and queens and all the nobles and all that stuff. So I'm doing that. That gives me a +1 on my lore.
Okay.
That's 2 treasure points, and I'll put that in here.
Okay. What's the book called? Campfires for Dummies. That's going to get plus on my travel checks. All right, so that was one undertaking.
That was one undertaking. The other undertaking, as I said before, I went home to work, help my dad. So I am going to be working in the markets.
Okay.
So that gives me a benefit of the trading trait.
Did you already have the trading trait?
I do.
Okay. So that what that means is you will be able to, at some point, get a double invocation during the next year. So basically, you'll be able to get a free advancement point while getting the automatic success trading.
Okay.
Trading would otherwise get you.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not a standard fellowship phase thing, but we've been kind of glossing over it the last few sessions. I would like everyone now to pick a fellowship focus. And this will be, in theory, it going forward, unless you have a major story reason to select someone else.
We've been on the front lines, so.
Yeah.
Except I keep bailing Carl out of trouble.
So you everybody does that. Time. That's not fair.
You know, this it. This is sounding rather awkward, but
I got you.
No one wants to be your fellowship buddy.
It's okay.
I have.
You get hurt a lot. You
made
a
I
lot
have of not been jokes. Hurt.
You made a lot of short jokes.
I have not
Carl's
been
feelings.
Hurt. I've been fatigued, but not hurt.
Carl's been hurt.
I have never been
on the inside. Yeah,
I have
the
never been wounded.
And I think. One of those 2 points of shadow really did come from the words that hurt me, even after the sticks and stones broke my bone.
As far as my character interaction, the only person I've really actually had solid interaction with is Ben Carl. I've gone to save him several times, so he would probably be who I'd pick. So
multiple people can
pick
Carl.
We did cuddle.
Multiple people could pick him. I'm picking the Boar Slayer because I feel something of a kinship to the guy who is always there at my side as we charge into stupidity.
Is it a K or a C?
Stupidity.
Stupidity. At least we're aware of it.
With a K or
you know what
C?
The best part is?
C.
Look at my distinctive features.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm wary.
That's what it hurt.
I spot danger a mile away.
Charge!
And there it is! Let's get it, boys!
I do spot the danger. I just... Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of heavy muscle here, so I kind of had to step up and deliver.
It's a time of great industry in the Wilderland.
What?
Yes, it is.
Why don't you put this in bold? Just for open bodies?
Word spreads far and wide that Bard has completed the reconstruction of Dale in time for the gathering of the five armies, which shockingly you guys were at. There was a council of the North involving envoys from Lake Town, the Woodland Realm, the Kingdom Under the Mountain, King Bard of Dale, and the Grey Wanderer, Who knows what was said, but great council was held. Celebrations were also held. And most of you are like, it wasn't that great, except for him. Carl's like, it was awesome!
There was so much pie!
Lake Town is considered finally completed, and trade resumes up and down the running river. Word comes from travelers that Bjorn, the Bjorn, established his rule as a great chief at the head of his new followers, tribesmen who have flocked to his estate at the upper reaches of the Anduin.
Bjorn. We were like just through there, weren't we?
Yeah. It was winter.
Yeah, they were close.
Yeah. Traveler comes through, looks at you at one point, like, I think I saw somebody. I saw one of them before. Up towards Bjorn's place.
One of them?
Yeah, running an inn.
One of me?
Come up, yeah. Oh. Short little selfie dude.
Do you remember, what's his name? Baxwell.
It wasn't.
I have a friend, Baxwell like, Stump Noggin.
It was something boozy, like vermouth stag or rum heart.
Jack? Was it Jack Danielle? No.
It was crap. No, not crap.
Rum's bottom. Was it Rum's bottom? Apple Deer.
Rum's Deer. No.
Brandywine?
Oh, you're close.
Brandy Buck.
Yes, Brandy
that was
Buck?
It. That was it.
Oh, good old Brandy Buck. Nah, I don't know him.
A little bit too late.
All right.
I'll make sure to maybe stop by. Potentially.
All right. So begins the year of the Third Age, 2947. Grandson of Gorm returns to Woodland Hall to meet you all, as promised, at the dawning of the new year.
Hello, I'm not.
Really he gone. Has many adventures, but they are not a part of this tale.
We're already gone. There's an early thought we took off.
Brand left you pie in the fridge, but Carl may have eaten it.
Cut to Carl. Gone. Man, that pie was good.
Pulling the pie bone out of his mouth. All right, so you're taking him out, showing him the ways of the woodland folk in hunting.
Basically, you just give the boar slayer room and he'll get a stag when he's going for a boar.
Yeah.
See, the way we do it is we beat him to death with our axes.
We don't actually
don't
tell people
the sharp side?
What we're hunting for.
Then it would be dull.
That makes sense.
Want to make a hunting check?
Yes!
Is that anybody?
Anyone.
Sure.
You're on one of your longer hunting expeditions deeper into the forest.
Bang.
Plop.
Hey. I got an 8.
6.
3.
Okay. 6.
Benefits of gumshoe. Becoming play. All right.
Shall I spend one of my points in hunting to buy the clue?
That's all right. I'll just give it to you. It's so much. Roll again. We'll cut all the shit out. Get a good roll. 8. Roll again. Does anyone have?
I got a 10.
You got shown up by the elf.
Gandalf!
That's good.
Out of nowhere comes Carl.
You've been tracking some boars through the forest. And then you notice some of the tracks do not look like boar.
Hey, guys!
It's a stag track, isn't it?
These boar tracks, they don't look like boar tracks.
4 legs bad, 2 legs good.
What?
What?
It looks like human. You recognize it as more person.
It looks like somebody was walking along with
animal
4 farm. Feet.
Yes.
I got that one.
Would someone like to give me a hunting check?
No. Do I have to?
No.
Tracking? No, there is no tracking.
Or hunting.
Hunting. The Boar Slayer does not recognize these tracks.
Well, you recognize they're human.
No.
Yeah. I'm not giving you any other information yet, but you
get nine.
All right. Yeah, it's human tracks.
Mm. Maybe, what if we found... Are we heading in the general direction of Brandy Buck?
No.
Okay.
You're kind of heading southeast.
Okay. Where are we going right now?
We're in the woods. We're hunting.
You're in a hunting expedition.
Oh, okay.
And
okay. Maybe this is Brandy Buck. I don't know. Should we follow them?
I can't tell which way they go.
I don't wanna you guys get ahead of yourselves, but
Well, I think if somebody went this way, I don't think there's gonna be any animals that way. We should probably go a different direction.
All right. So you guys are following?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll follow it. Despite my best efforts to derail.
You know, I want to give me a hunting check.
Actually, yes.
Gandalf, right there.
Okay, never mind that.
19 with a great success.
All right.
I'll wait.
You can tell if the person's stumbling. It's not like walking.
19 with a great success, and I can tell it's a person stumbling.
That they're not just walking, they're affected somehow.
Zombies.
In the direction. You can tell that now.
Well, now that I open my eyes.
Whoops. We were going the wrong way, guys. He's that way.
He's okay. South.
Well,
he may be injured.
Now we've trampled the tracks.
Or it could be Uncle Many Drinks. Again. But I suspect. Person in this condition is not.
Do we see any droplets of blood on the ground?
No.
Okay. How about this? I am keen-eyed enough to track this as well as gleaning the additional information. Any additional information about not just what is he stumbling, but why is he stumbling? Is he injured? Is he drunk? Which way is he going? How fast is he going? Blah, 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 blah. Five. Probably not going to help me much.
No new information.
Dang.
Well, if he's stumbling, he can't move very quickly. Can't be moving very quickly. The tracks seem recent?
Yes.
And did they actually turn from boar tracks into human tracks?
No.
Okay.
That was just Carl.
That was realizing. Carl. Wait a minute.
This isn't a boar.
Well, Carl found tracks, followed them, assuming they were boar tracks.
I mean,
I'm going to go into my...
He's a healer, but he could still be a boar.
Like, ground-eating forest jog.
Okay.
Like, you know...
A forest jog?
Well, you know, running along the deer trails or whatever.
Heart rate somewhere between 140 to 160.
Exactly, yeah. High cardio range. Because I am swift.
Okay.
And try to catch up the feet that are making these tracks.
All right.
And the person attached to them.
No, just the
cat. It's a good thing he picked up that new fit watch with his ranger where he's in town, so he knows exactly what range to keep in.
And what we find is a boar with 2 feet on sticks going backwards.
It's got two legs on his tusks.
He's so kind of unstable. He's not very practiced. That's why it looks like it's so
The riddle is solved.
We know your DM tricks.
Wow. I just can't put it any over. Watch out, Sauron.
We're coming for you.
In hell's coming with us!
The wildest boar I've ever hunted.
Craftier. Now, eventually you see a humanoid figure stumbling up ahead of you. Not looking too good.
Humanoid as in?
Human.
Human?
Yes.
Not goblinoid? Or
dressed almost wooden-like.
Do I recognize him?
Yeah, it's Bob from down the road. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Well, you're behind him, so.
Ho there.
So, yes, you do.
What's his ass look like?
Yo, that acid.
Carl spent a lot of time. Right. Carl spent the entire winter at ass height with the woodman. So he knows them all pretty well.
Kind of put a hand on the guy's shoulder, trying to get his attention, get him to stop, so he can render assistance. Hail, friend. Are you well?
Stumbles against you, his face pale as a ghost, yellow flecked spit welling up in the corners of his mouth.
That would be a no.
Quite deserved.
And you recognize him when you see his face. He is Baran the Watchful. He is a woodman and is known as one of Radagast's informants and watchmen.
Baran, old friend, what ails you?
Starts vomiting as he...
Before you can react.
puts a piece of paper in your hand as it collapses at your feet. A crumpled note, and then he falls unconscious.
Well, he's unconscious.
Does anyone have healing?
Yes!
I do.
Shit. I got this! Nope, he's fine.
Take a look.
Holy shit.
Oh my
Holy
gosh.
Shit.
24, 3 great successes. Or
yeah, that beats the crap.
Whatever's better than exception.
Crap out of my 10.
Spider poison.
Oh, he's fucked.
Does Asphodel cure spider poison?
He's been poisoned by a spider. I recognize the symptoms because Carl, just like this. What does the note say?
So the note warns that it says Orcs Fenbridge Castle with a scrawled map. Yes. You would know, and probably you as well. Fenbridge Castle is one of the outlying fortifications of Dol Guldur.
Okay.
The scrawled map notes the position of Fenbridge and also a tower near the narrows of the forest.
We're talking this way.
Okay.
Wow. And was he coming from that direction? Sort of, kind of?
Kind of. Sort of.
Okay.
You guys are kind of in.
Who wants to hunt some orc?
Yes!
Well, or, I mean, should we just let this guy die and go hunt orc?
No, I think we should steal him. That would be a nice, humane thing to do.
If only we had some king's blood.
Yes.
Are you skilled in the healing arts?
I have one brain, so apparently I should give it to you and you can use it.
But I probably can't use the most. Alright, I will try
this. Well, if I give it to you, I think you would get the bonus. Like, oh, I have this, you can use this to treat it.
Okay. What's the most?
God damn it. I know it's plus 2 to 3 wounds or something, but there's other bonuses too.
That's if you're healing her.
Okay, 20 with a great success without the bonus.
So you can consider him to have agent.
Okay. And then he's able to talk.
That's the first step. Oh, no, it's still on the cross.
Oh.
He's not frothing at the mouth anymore.
Speak, damn you! Speak! Spell plot!
I'm gonna...
Talk!
I'm gonna, like, draw a little arrow in the dirt and say, go back this way when you wake up.
Okay.
So
which
he's
way?
He's good. We can...
I can't leave.
Do you know
here.
Which way you're pointing?
No.
As you're discussing this, a group of warriors emerge from the trees nearby, accompanied by many huge, snarling wolfhounds. They're clad not unlike the woodmen of Mirkwood, bear the marks of any known clan.
These are human?
Yes. Oh. They wear mail shirts and carry helms and shields on their back.
I would like to use my holly, make a nice tea for them, and extend it as a greeting. No. I will use my courtesy to say, hail, warriors. Hi. We found this guy and could really use some help. I'm drawing a blank here.
All right.
I'm,
Introduce yourself, Carl.
Hi.
Your love of the halfling leaf has dulled your wits.
I'm Carl Huffington. These are my compatriots. We're out hunting.
a lean, broad-shouldered Northman woman.
Northwoman, one might say?
Northwoman, yes. With dark hair streaked with white, steps forward. She announces herself as Dagmar, servant of the Pirate's Hill. She points at the man on the ground. This man stole something from me.
And?
Yet he has escaped, and whereas he needs to be dealt with. Hand him over.
What?
If you don't mind me asking, what would his punishment, or what, my brain is mush, I guess, I don't know.
Should we maybe
call it?
No, like, I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I'm still good, I just...
Well, we can, it's 10:30. Yeah. How are the rest of you guys feeling?
I do it like I gotta get up at 6.
Six. Everybody Six. Take one what? Experience point, and we will return at the stage of
Carl mumbles for 2 weeks.
4 weeks. 4 weeks and girls mumble.
This has been the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. The One Ring and the Darkening of Mirkwood campaign are published by Cubicle 7 Games, which is not affiliated with or in any way endorses this podcast. If you'd like to find out any more about The One Ring, Cubicle 7, or any of the characters and players, go to www.chippewavalleygeeks.com. As you approach, you see ropey vines come out.
In a faint voice saying, feed me.
Feed
me.
I...
Does anyone have a
toy? I nod at our R2 unit and...
What?
Give him the signal to eject the lightsaber.
Oh my god, I just watched that movie.
May the force be with you.
It does not hold up.
What do you mean?
Jedi? It's like watching one of the prequels.
What?
It's true. And I was like, is it me or did that suck? And I typed in Return of the Jedi sucks, and all I found was like, list 50 reasons why Return of the Jedi sucks. 15 reasons why Return of the Jedi sucks. I was like, you know what?
These are right.
No, I'm not arguing that point. I guess what I'm arguing is we have to go into the Rectum Rock formation to try and snatch out his kid.
You're not close enough to see it.
Congratulations, we went from an adventuring party to a colonoscopy.
This is more like a gerbil removal in the ER.
Okay. So we just need a big cardboard tube. It'll come out on its own.
Okay. I'm charging right in. Just don't go into that part of the woods where we grow the special herbs. Get your ass shot.
What is SOL? I know. Yes, thank you.
Standard of living.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta look up. There's a hand up right.
Come on, Smalls.
Come on, come prepared to the game next time, lore master.
That's gonna bite you in the ass.
I'm just kidding.
So many outtakes.
Completely.
This whole session is just outtakes.
We'll cut that.
Salty. Oh, James, how are you? Sorry, I forget that I can look up. We have a very keen nose.
Oh, God. Edit this all out.
No, it's gold.
Congratulations, you guys have broken everyone at the table.
Oh, my God.
We broke the DM. We need a new one.
Okay, was it like Baron Baron, or were you just...
B-E-R-A.
Okay.
Baron.
I wasn't sure if you were...
You were saying it twice, like Duran, Duran, Baron, Baron.
Well, or was it like Baron the title, there.
Everybody take a shadow point.
No, I was.
I didn't do anything.
These are important questions. We need answers.
Do not delve too deeply in the affairs of lore masters. You're crunchy and good with ketchup.
Athelus.
What?
Asphodel?
Astaphodel. Look, this man. Dang it, I have a Spanish accent. What did this man do?
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
It's a woman, so next he's going to start whispering the boar slayers here.
Hello? Hiding? Right. Look, this guy's been... Oh, that's mine.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice to know you're paying attention to that, man.
God.
What's wrong with you people?